Educate. So this is the part where you've got them through the beginning. You've actually got them to read your ad or read your web copy. Okay? So you've engaged a prospect or client at an emotional level. Now it's time to give information that appeals through logic. Okay? So you give the prospect information that will prove the claims you've made while interrupting and engaging them. So this gives the prospect all the information he needs to feel in control of the decision, gives him the confidence to move forward in the buying process. Educational info is given via body copy and ads and sales copy. So this can be used in your ads, obviously, or your sales copy. Sometimes it's limited by the amount of space given. So that's why you're using this four-step system for your ads, because you only got a certain amount of space. In your website, how much space do you have? Unlimited. So we can give them lots more, right? There's a lot of other little mini steps in there, which I'm going to show you in a few minutes. Okay, so this is just the basics ones to bring you to that step. So you always want to educate as much as you possibly can. And you can use other tools too, like you've heard of opt-in forms. People opt in to get more information. You can use marketing tools, give them audio, CDs, videos, websites, brochures, reports. These are the conventional types of marketing that goes on now. So if you're not running a business that's, you know, a Fortune 500 company and have all the marketing techniques down, this is the same thing that they're doing. But you can apply this now to the web, which is a lot less expensive than doing direct mail. Does that make sense? All right. Here's a good educate. Cosmetic skincare, 12 things most people never consider. Before you ever consider cosmetic skincare, make sure your provider complies with these 12-point consumer protection guidelines. Okay, so they did their market research. What did they learn? They learned that people were concerned about protecting themselves when dealing with cosmetic skincare. That was their biggest concern. So when everyone goes out and puts an ad out there or puts a website up, they're saying, we do cosmetic skincare. We'll take care of this, 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 and this. And it costs this much. Okay? Whereas these guys are saying, before you consider it, make sure that whoever you're dealing with has these things covered or don't buy at all. So when they go to the competition, what are they asking now? They're asking for all of this. What are you doing? You're eliminating your competition. You're communicating with what your market's biggest problem or concern is. So this can be done in an ad, just like that. Here's another one. So only one florist in Metro Detroit can make these 10 claims. So most florists say, we've got roses, we've got these, we've got those. And they give you a page with all of the roses and the different colors and the prices at different times of the year. This one, they're actually saying that only one florist can make these 10 claims. Same day delivery, 10 professional designers, you know, all these different things. So they're going through, only one person can make all of these claims. So that's why you should do business with them. This is a good one. So finally, the offer. You want to lower the risk of making a decision whenever possible. Here's a bad one. Where's the offer there? Typically, it would be at the bottom of the page. Can't even see it. There's a phone number. I don't even see the number. This is more of a branding piece than an ad. This definitely does not get us going. There's no offer at all. Here's another one. Sharp image. Shows you a copier. There's no headline. There's no sub-headline. And there's just a phone number as the offer. So call, and we'll send a salesman to your house or to your business. It's not really an offer. Here's a good one. 6 reasons Moxie Java coffee beats Starbucks hands down. Oh, really? Beats Starbucks hands down? It's a good headline, a good subheadline. Don't take our word for it. Try a cup free on us. So the offer is a free cup of coffee. That's a nice, easy offer. Now, in a lot of cases, you can give away things for free. It's a really good way to get people involved with you. It's giving something away for free. Does it follow the rules? Interrupt, engage, educate, and offer. Yes, it does. So, the equation never changes. Interrupt plus engage plus educate plus your offer makes you a lot of money every time. So this is your quick guide. Right there is your quick guide to writing copy, okay? It's got to be done that way. Everything in between is building up the value and proving your case, okay? I'll give you a quick example of a company that myself, I've worked with a bunch of sales copywriters, and a group of us were working with this client about a year ago, I guess. And this is a moving company in Dallas. And these guys, like everyone else, all the moving companies out there have an ad in the paper that say long haul, short haul, residential haul, and commercial hauls. That basically is all they say. Phone number, call now. So we decided, okay, let's figure out what the biggest problem is. We do our market research. We found that biggest people's concern, or people had a lot of concerns with different things. Actually, we found more information. We found that there were a lot of complaints. So we wrote a headline that says, last year over 4,350 complaints and lawsuits were filed against moving companies in Dallas. That's a good headline, really. And would that resonate with you? When you're ready to move, are you concerned that your stuff's going to be moved properly and it's not going to get stolen? Are you concerned that it's not going to get broken? Right? There's a lot of media. I mean, everybody's got family heirlooms and things that are really important to us. These are things that we think about, not even the cost. Is my stuff going to be safe? So by saying that like this, having a nice, ask these 15 questions to make sure that your moving company's policies, procedures, and standards will protect you from an unpleasant moving experience. So then they've got the list, and call us now at the bottom. Okay? So what ended up happening with this one, this is just an amazing result. We put this in a Yellow Page ad, which is really cool because you can only do Yellow Page ads once a year. So if you beat all your competitors by doing your research, put up your ad that follows those four rules that I was explaining earlier, and you're dealing with your market's greatest concern, you're going to have a better chance, right? So what ended up happening is we put this ad out. Everybody else had the same ads, long haul, short haul, residential, commercial, and the results were staggering. Increased the sales volume by 1,000% after 90 days, okay? Yeah, they were doing about $300,000 a year, and right now they're doing about $10 million a year. 85% conversion rate over the phone. Before, it's the same as everybody else. They call up, yeah, what do you do, okay? You get a vibe off the person on the phone when you call in to see if you want to move with them or not, if they have the space, and then they try and fear of loss, see all the stuff they do, right? So now they're able to convert because they're answering the questions and dealing with people's major concerns. Eliminated the sales process. No more job bids. Increased the direct mail response by 300%. I'll go back to eliminating the sales process. No more job bids. By dealing with the problem, the major concern, people are so much more concerned with that than money, then they're not having to bid on jobs because people are getting their problems answered, right? They eliminated their very first competitor in the first month, okay, after this ad came out. One of their competitors were out of business in the first month. Sold out in less than 12 months. So after 12 months, they're basically sold out for 3 years in advance, so they're moving. So, that's a pretty neat little object. I'm giving you guys some ideas here of how to think about your copy. So, writing headlines. Three ways to write powerful headlines that interrupt and engage. First of all, number one rule, and I'll say it over and over again, say it in plain English. Anybody that emails me back, if I send out a sales copy piece in my email list, and they say, Ryan, your grammar's not that great, I'm not so concerned. I won't even write you back. It won't even hurt my feelings. Because I know the guys that are being really, really formal are sounding salesy. And the people that are actually speaking from the heart and actually saying it in the plain English, the way they talk, they're getting their point across, and you actually can feel a little closer to that copy, okay? Always say it in plain English. Just say what you're trying to communicate in plain words. And always communicate what they're going through emotionally. So think about what they're going through as a buyer, looking for that product or service, what are the emotions they're feeling from your research, and use that when you're speaking to them. Scott actually read a book. Scott's in the back room. I've known him for quite a while. He read a book by James Martell, which you guys all met yesterday, I believe. I think it was called The Affiliate Marketer's Handbook. And Scott said, you know what? One of the greatest things I liked about his book is he explains how he went through it emotionally, which really helps me because I could relate to it because as I'm going through some of these things, I go through these ups and downs where I think this is tedious work or this is taking a long time or am I ever going to make it work? And he described that as he went through it. So by doing that, it made him feel more connected as he was reading it. Okay? Just a quick example. I just thought of it because I saw him here in the room. Use power words to drive the emotions to the surface. What's an example of a power word? The word power word is a power word. I'll give you a quick one. We used in the beginning, killer copy, feeding frenzy, things like that. So I have a list that I'll show you guys a little later. I have a list of 200 power words that you can add to your copy that gets it really exciting. So that's something you want to do. SEO tip, use words for your market research with high demand and low competition. You don't have to be a search engine optimization guru, okay, to get top rankings in search engines for keywords people aren't focused on. It's really easy. If you have done your research, you'll be able to do that. So I often use them right in my headlines. Here's a quick one. Are you angry and frustrated after being wrongfully denied insurance claim? The keyword is in the headline. Wrongfully denied insurance claim is the keyword. It doesn't sound perfectly grammatically correct. I could have used after being wrongfully denied an insurance claim, right? That would be the better way. But because so many people are searching for it this way, wrongfully denied insurance claim lawyer is actually the word, I've written it into my copy that way, okay? So the key concept is the mind thinks in pictures. So what we want to do is paint mental pictures with words, so in the form of headlines. So as you're writing your headlines, every headline you create on your page, here's a quick rule for you too. When you're writing long copy, only use 4 paragraphs at a time and then split up with a headline. And each paragraph, don't go more than 4 words or 4 sentences. 4 sentences per paragraph, only 4 paragraphs max, usually 3, and then have another headline. Each time you do a headline, you're going to paint a mental picture in their mind that it triggers that emotional response. Does that make sense? Okay, so here's a couple examples. When painting mental pictures, when describing things like apples, those of which Eve tempted Adam. Sounds pretty tempting. Satisfying as a sinking a 10-foot putt on a rough green. Like a home run in the 9th inning with the bases full. Actually, I like the other one. As much chance as a goldfish on a cat farm. These are ways you describe things using mental pictures to get them to engage themselves in the copy. Like painting a battleship with a toothbrush. That kind of just shows you, wow, it takes a long time, right? Okay? So instead of just saying it takes a long time, say use words like this. Start to describe things to them. Paint pictures in their mind. Thick, creamy chocolate coatings to give you that Moorish feeling. Okay, so you think of a chocolate thing that they're selling. Creamy chocolate. Or you say something that gives you that Moorish feeling. Oh, yeah, I want more of that chocolate. I know what that's like. Then you connect with it. You need to get people to connect with that copy. So does this ad paint a mental picture? You've got the ugliest kids I've ever seen. That's what they'll think if you get caught using the wrong photographer. That's pretty cool, isn't it? I love that one. I love to watch the response that I get, because when people first see it, they're like, and then you can see them reading, and by the time they read that second line, they go, oh, and they laugh, because what it did is it interrupted you and affected you emotionally. You got kids, you think, what? My kid's not ugly. I don't care if your kid is ugly, it's cute, right? You think it's cute. I have the cutest kid in the world, but I'm just saying, we all think that. And when you say something like that, it hits you in the heart, it hits you emotionally. So it's a good headline. And the subheadline makes you think, right? It also paints a mental picture. Here's some headline starters. You can use things like news. You can use an inflammatory headline starter. You can use the words like how to. You can use questions in your headline. Who, which, what, why. Testimonials as a headline. You can use a guarantee in your headline. Comparisons, the bold claim, problem, solution. You can use numbers in your headline, and you can also make an offer in your headline. So these are just some ideas of ways that you can start off a headline. Mainly, it'll come right out to you. It'll come to you. If you use things like mixing power words in with something that's going to be emotional, which if you've done your market research and you know exactly what their greatest concern is, and you can say that in a nice sentence that really hits home with somebody, you don't even need that little guideline. Think about that, okay? Because that's what's going to get you that headline. Here's some headline starters using numbers. 6 closely guarded secrets of the real estate industry revealed at last. The 3 biggest problems you'll have with the most day spas and how Evelyn Charles Salon Spa overcomes them all. As they're using numbers. Never sign a contract that contains these 5 words. Here's 4 excuses that will work with or without, or one with your boss and one that won't.